Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
Hey, mister, will you stick a fellow American to a meal?
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Vastar Security Patrol.
This is going to give me the best opportunity to win.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
All I can do is just, you know, come in here and be the best teammate I can be.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage. And the WBO.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen,
when I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Pedro Fernandez.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. Today, I will not disappoint. We'll talk with the boy promoter. I'm talking about Don Chargan, who's going to do MMA. That's right. The guy's been promoting boxing since 1951. That's 61 years now almost. And guess what? He's doing an MMA card between Nick Diaz, the welterweight MMA champion, and of course, the former ex-IBF 168-pound champion, Jeff Lacy. So Don Chargan will be in the house. We'll also talk with the man himself. I'm talking about Andre Ward, SOG, the son of God, the undefeated world super middleweight champion, 23-0, 13 KOs tonight in the main event on Showtime against Arthur Abraham, 32-2, 26 KOs. That's on Showtime beginning, I believe, at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time. Hey, and when I'm not done, we'll open up this morning with Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com, one of the greatest writers in the world of boxing and sports at large. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. NoJustin.tv broadcast today, so we're doing live on the internet and live on the radio. Hope you can join us. Make sure you keep him.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. If you need professional moving, then Pedro thinks your choice should be Route66Moving.com. They've been serving the Bay Area for years. Route66Moving.com is fully insured, licensed, and they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Route66Moving.com offers free estimates, professional movers, and fully equipped moving trucks. They protect your belongings with moving blankets, plastic wrap, bubble wrap, tape, and they offer wardrobe boxes for free. Low rates for local moves in California from the SF Bay Area to LA and San Diego with no hidden charges. For more info and a free quote, call Nick at Route66Moving.com, toll-free at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. Or you can get a free online quote at Route66Moving.com. They moved my pinball machines a couple of months ago, folks, and these things are like 55, 60 years old, and they took great care of them. I recommend them highly, as do members of my family. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network. I bring in my next guest. He is a school teacher in New York City by day. He is a boxing writer, expert boxing writer by night. I'm talking about the great Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com. How are you, Mr. Palmer, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Thank you for that great intro.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I gotta start things off with how come Peter McKinn, the top-ranked promoter, went to jail in Phoenix, Arizona. He's in jail right now. He went to jail on the 23rd of the month after pleading guilty to 3 felonies out of 5 felonies in screwing Yuri Boy Campus out of money, fraudulently producing documents like affidavits and checks and all kinds of good stuff and conspiracy. And all these things he committed against the sport of boxing. And how come not one boxing news entity, and I'm probably going to put BoxingTalk.com on the spot on with this as well, but people like FightNews.com and ESPN, Dan Raphael. How come these number one and number two boxing news entities didn't even bother to cover the conviction of a man that committed crimes against a boxer? Can you answer that?
You know, Pedro, I think just a matter of people don't want to ruffle feathers, you know, with, you know, especially of a powerful bird like Top Rank is. I mean, let's face it, they're the number one a boxing promotion here in America, and writing negative about him is probably like.
Is that writing negative about him when one of their top promoters, the guy that's been promoting them for years, goes to jail for crimes against a boxer? I mean, and it's not reported. I mean, I'm taken aback, and I'm sort of going to put G-Man Greg Leone on the spot as well at BoxingTalk.com. I didn't see him mention it.
I mean, it's a kind of a touchy subject. I mean, at the time, you know, he was an employee at Top Rank. I mean, how long ago was he, like, not working with Top Rank?
Well, he's been working with Top Rank all along leading up until his conviction here. He was with Bruce Trampler in Arizona 3 or 4 weeks before he went to jail. So he still has close associations with Top Rank. He was going into various gyms in the Arizona area, the Phoenix, Arizona area, and trying to sign fighters up, and whether he's going to represent them himself now that he's a convicted felon or not, I don't know. But the bottom line is, I'm just taken aback by the fact that these top news entities, especially Fight News, who's sponsored by Top Rank, Carl Freitag, the editor, and Flathead or Flat Top, they're his sidekick. And, of course, big fat-ass Dan Raphael of ESPN.com, who has to sleep on two couches when he goes to Top Rank offices. No. The guy sleeps on the couches at Top Rank offices and watches fight films, okay? And he's so fat, he has to use two couches and put them together. I don't think he can sleep on one couch. It's impossible. So, anyway, I made my point there. I think I made my point there. How's life treating you? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's going good.
How's your daughter?
She's getting good. She's good. She'll be 15 months next week. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
She's walking, and you know.
That's good. Last week I watched Shane Mosley and Manny Pacquiao do a dance together for 12 rounds. It didn't seem like much of a fight. Didn't seem like they kept touching gloves and seemed like a love affair. And when I was watching this on the closed circuit big screens over at Ricky's Sports Theater on Hesperian Boulevard in San Leandro, California, what was your take on that?
It looked like a guy that just didn't want to get knocked out. I know you could blame Pacquiao in the sense that he should have just put more pressure on him, but I don't know. There was like no personal animosity. It was once Shane went down, it was like, oh snap, what did I get myself into? And he just wanted to, you know, last the distance. And it was kind of reminded me a little bit of the last time Barrera and Pacquiao fought. Barrera made no attempt to win, and he was just happy to stay on his feet.
I thought it was a bit. Listen, these guys realize what was on the line. I mean, this fight's going to be shown on network television, on CBS television, and I don't know how many people are going to want to watch this fight or watch boxing after watching this fight. Much like the Floyd Mayweather, Oscar De La Hoya fight of 2007, it did 2.5 million buys on pay per view. That was a record and everything like that. There were a lot of squares that tuned into that fight expecting to see some explosions. Instead, they saw guys in another 12 round love fest. Why is it boxers don't realize the sport is on the line? You know, these MMA guys, they realize the sport is on the line. They go out there and they give it their all, especially when Dana White gives them a little pep talk beforehand. Look, you guys are in the main event tonight. You guys are on television tonight. You guys have got to prove, you guys have got to do me right. You've got to do those fans right. Why is it boxers won't do that? Are they that selfish?
I think it's selfish. I think it's that whole sense of self-preservation maybe kicks in. Like I said, you know, it's the type of fight that hurts boxing more than anything that happens as far as a bad decision. It's just as bad as that or any shenanigans that happen outside of the ring. It's terrible for the sport. But one thing that came out of that pay-per-view was Jorge Arce and Vasquez.
I'm glad you brought that up. Israel Vasquez Jr. defending the WBO 122-pound title. He was 21 in zip, I believe. He was only 21 years old. He had no amateur experience, and his father was a former champion, Wilfredo Vasquez Sr., and of course, Jorge Arce, who was knocked out in 1999 by a lucky punch from Michael Carball. That's what Michael told me, he retired after that. Arce brought it all. Arce stole the night.
He absolutely did. He's probably going to go down as one of the most underrated fighters of his era, just in terms of, like you said, he fought Michael Carball in 99. And that was, 108 pounds? And I became champ at 122. You know, the guy's just a warrior. I mean, and he had, he must have sipped on the Fountain of Youth because he just turned back the clock. Vasquez, I thought, was maybe rushed into this fight, a little over his head. But, you know, he dropped Arce, and it was a close fight. But just too much of a veteran, just had too much, you know, guts. Arce stole the night.
I got less than 1 minute left. This is a short segment with Socrates Palmer of BoxingTalk.com, folks. Tell me about tonight's fight between my man Andre Ward and Arthur Abraham. How's that going to go?
Well, I think Abraham's like a 4-1 underdog, but I do think he's a live underdog for the simple fact that he does have knockout power, and he's been able to bring that power with him in the upper weight. Now, I know he got schooled by Frotch and Durrell. He wasn't in it. But Ward is not as slick, I think, as those two guys. And I think Ward may present some openings for Abraham, and I think he's got to punch his chance. Now, I don't want to sound like flip-flop, and it's hard to pick against Andre, but I do think Abraham's a live dog.
He is Socrates Palmer, folks, father by day and night, school teacher by day, and, of course, boxing writer extraordinaire by night at BoxingTalk.com. Say hello to the G-Man for me. Tell him I'm disappointed in the fact that he didn't write about Aram's boy going to jail. But other than that, give him my best, okay?
I definitely will. And by the way, kudos on your article on Floyd. You were on the money with that.
Well, I appreciate that, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in tonight's show. Maybe you and I can come back next week and talk about that one, because you're an African-American, and I think that coming from an African-American, that's one hell of a compliment. I thank you so much, Socrates.
Thank you, Pete.
Socrates Palmer, folks, with BoxingTalk.com. Next up, boxing promoter turned MMA promoter, Don Chargan, the Hall of Famer himself, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Under all conditions, your mind.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Before I bring in Mr. Superfly himself, the guy that people have envied for over 6 years, you know, I'm talking about the boy promoter, Don Chargan. I want to say hello to my cousin Cecilia. Hello to lovely Lisa, one of my big-time fans down there in Orlando, Florida. Nurse Nancy and Jacqueline Fernandez. My daughter made her writing debut inadvertently this week when she wrote an article at ringtalk.com. She sent me a bunch of texts
and I put them together and put it to an article together, and it got a lot of heat. So I want to thank my lovely and beautiful and intelligent daughter for that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Insider, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. On the line from his lair in Cambria, California, is, of course, the boy promoter, Don Chargan himself. And, Don, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pedro.
How's life treating you?
You, as always.
How's life treating you, Big D?
Good.
All right. How did you get involved in MMA and actually bringing a boxer into a fight with an MMA fighter, an all-boxing fighter? I'm talking about Jeff Lacy.
Well, really, it's not, you know, what I know about MMA, you could put in a thimble. But I liked Nick Diaz as an athlete. I noticed one thing. A friend of mine says, watch this kid, Nick Diaz. He says he moves like a fighter. I mean, in the little that I've seen of MMA, most of them are flat-footed and that. And I noticed Nick up on his toes and that. I watched him work a couple of times, and he has ability. He really has ability, and this is something he's anxious to try. And what people don't realize, he doesn't want to fight under MMA rules. He wants to meet Jeff Lacy under boxing rules.
Of course, and of course, Jeff Lacy being the 2000 Olympian, and of course, he didn't get a medal. He didn't get a medal, but he was in the Olympics, right?
Right.
All right. And of course, the former IBF 168-pound champion. How did you trump Dana White? I mean, Dana White's sort of like the czar of MMA. He controls everything. You mean, you talk about a control freak, you look him up in the People Dictionary, and Dana White's the number one guy there. He said he would never let any of his guys box, and he would never let any of his guys do pro wrestling. Yet, Nick Diaz is under contract with Strikeforce. Strikeforce is now a property of the UFC, and you've got Nick Diaz under contract for a fight. How did that happen?
Well, it was before Dana White bought Strikeforce.
Okay.
That I signed Nick. But I've got a lot of respect for Dana White. I think he's a marketing genius. And this, everything could have been avoided. I made 4 phone calls to Strikeforce to tell them my plans, because you know me, Pedro. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes, and they never returned one of them. I even got Roy Engelbrecht to call there, because he's very friendly with them, to tell them to answer my calls, and they wouldn't.
That's interesting.
They would have been tipped off about this before.
Okay, so when is this Lacy in
the fall? That's what we're looking for. Right now, you'd be surprised the sites that have been offered in that. I never realized it. I've talked to more MMA people and writers in that in the last 2 weeks than I even knew existed.
Well, it is a up and coming sport. It's the fastest growing sport in America, if not the world, especially being led by the UFC now. My problem with the UFC is now they own Strikeforce. They bought the World Extreme Cage Fighting. They sort of own everything. And when somebody owns everything, things a monopoly. When you create a monopoly, I think competition is good. And
well,
I thought
competition is good, but I'll tell you, they're doing something right. You saw the other night they had 55,000 people in Toronto, yeah, I believe, was in
true.
Canada.
Yeah.
For their MMA fight. I mean, that is amazing.
Okay. I want to mention this. Bill Gallo passed away this past week at the age, I think, of 88 years old with complications of pneumonia. He's like you in the International Boxing Hall of Fame, was a writer for the New York Daily News. And he started out as a cartoonist, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Hmm.
Yes, he did. We were inducted together in 2001. And there in those 4 or 5 days, we had known a lot of the same people in that, and got very friendly. I talked to him probably about 6 weeks ago.
Okay. Somebody just sent me an email. Well, now John Chark is he going to promote MMA as well? You're not looking to promote MMA?
No, absolutely not. The Dana's wife and the Fertittas are doing very well.
Okay, so What is there going to be a lot of money involved in this? Will this be some pay-per-view thing? Will this go to Showtime? Or do you have
those are all the things. That's why we're not rushing it, and we're going to do it in the fall, is because those are some of the things that I'm working on.
We're talking with Don Chargan, folks, the boy promoter, of course, the man that belongs in the Guinness Book of World Records. No question about that, having promoted boxing now for better than 60 years. And that first date you had in 1951, what was that date?
That was on Labor Day, 1951, at Washington Park, a baseball park in Santa Clara.
That's a long, long time ago, but he's still going strong. Of course, going strong with Golden Boy Promotions and as well by himself with Don Chargan Productions. One of your fighters passed away in the last couple of weeks. I'm talking about Richard Duran. I think he was 27-3.
Oh, yes, Richard.
13 KOs.
Good little fighter, Pedro, but you know we had mentioned that he stayed in the amateurs a couple of years too long.
4 years too long. Well, here's what's up. They screwed in 1984. He won the Western Olympic Trials, and he went to the Olympic Trials in Houston, and they had preordained Steve McCrory that year as the 112-pound representative of the United States. So they didn't matter what Richard did, he was going to get screwed. And, I mean, I watched those fights on videotape back in the day when there were VHS videotapes, this and that, and I didn't think Richard lost at all. And then he waited around 4 years, and he got stale, I thought, in 4 years. And when he turned pro at that later date, I just thought those four years, that was everything.
That was. And even though he lost a very close decision for the world title to Kennedy McKinney, and then I got him another shot with Tracy Patterson.
Yeah, but the Tracy Harris Patterson fight, that decision was a bit shaky, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. When you look at Richard Duran and the fact that he was such an accomplished fighter out of Sacramento, California, Loretto Garza, Tony Lopez, they were all at the funeral the other day. Kevin Ford, the former United States heavyweight amateur Golden Glove champion and national champion back in 1989. I saw these great guys, but what's happening with Sacramento boxing now? Since Vicente Escovedo fell off the map, has Sacramento boxing fallen off the map too?
Yeah, I'll tell you, when our good friend Don Conley was a tireless worker with the amateurs and developed many good amateurs that went on to have good pro careers in that. And it just seemed like, they tell me that the Washington Neighborhood Center Gymnasium is closed now. And you have to have a driving force like a Don Conley, behind it. And they just don't have that anymore.
Okay, Don was a great guy, and I got to represent you yourself because you were out of state, your wife, Lorraine, and, of course, the third wheel on the Don Chargan Productions bandwagon. Of course, I'm talking about the great Sid Tenner, and I miss them both greatly. Let's talk about Mosley and Pacquiao. No, take that back. Let's talk about Joe Diaz. What a comeback this guy's making. He was awake yesterday. He had a massive heart attack a week ago. They thought he was dead, brain dead. They told me that he wasn't going to make it and all this kind of good stuff. Now he seems to be well on his way back to coming back. Why do you think that nobody, not Fight News and not ESPN.com, not any of these news entities, and I posed this question to Socrates Palm earlier in the show, why didn't any of these news entities bother to mention the fact that Peter McKinnon was convicted, admitted to felonies and crimes he committed against Yuri Boy Campos?
Yeah, well, it's surprising. You know, we both know Joe could be a real character, but he's got a good heart, and he's really a terrific guy.
He is, but the fact that they did him wrong like that and that nobody bothered to report it, I mean, myself and the Examiner.com, Linda Bentley, were the only two writers in the entire country.
That's the only place I saw it.
The only two writers in the entire country that bothered to do this. When are you coming back to the Bay Area? You got any Telefutura dates coming back to San Francisco or what?
We should be in July or August. We'll be back.
Okay, you're going to bring the Minas from Salinas with you?
I hope so. I'm right now working on I'm looking at some outdoor sites in Salinas because I'm just dying to put a show on there.
Talking about undefeated Eloy Perez, folks. Eloy Perez, 22-0, I believe. Don, I want to wish you the best, Have a
All
good
right,
week.
Pedro.
Have a good weekend, sir. I miss you. I love you. And anytime you need me to come down to Cambria, California, I'll get in my car. You know that.
Okay. Thank you, Pedro.
You take good care, sir. Of course, the boy promoter, folks, Hall of Famer himself, class act. And I get to call him a friend. I'm a very fortunate guy. Don Chargan. 1-800-878-PLAY-DOES. 1-800-878-7529. Next up, the son of God, the world 168-pound middleweight, super middleweight champion. I'm talking about Andre Ward on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Because you can't fall up, you just fall down, and all you hear is that lonely sound. You're going down, down, down. Because you can't fall up, you just fall down. Because you can't fall up, you just fall down. No, you can't.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums. And wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
Pound for pound, he's one of the better fighters in the world, folks. Of course, he is the world 168-pound champion. Besides being one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, he's one of the better human beings in the world. I'm talking about Oakland, California's Olympic gold medalist, Mr. Andre Ward. Andre, how's it going, man?
Man, I'm just sitting in my hotel room, prepared for this fight, man. Just can't wait, and looking forward to Saturday night.
Okay, Arthur Abraham, he's a tough, rough, tough customer. What does he bring to the dance besides power?
Well, he's a home run hitter, and that's what he focuses on. That's what he believes in, his power, and that's all he's talking thus far. He's looking for one shot, and, my goal is to not give it to him and to give him a whole lot to think about in the meantime, and that's what I prepare for. So I have a lot of respect for Arthur Abraham going into this fight, but, I still believe it's my time, and I have a job to do, and that's to defend my belt.
Okay. In all of these title defenses you've had of late, since the Edison Miranda fight, winning the title with Kessler, things like that, Have you ever really been rocked? Have you ever been like, whoa? I mean, have you ever been in a whoa situation yet?
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you guys when and where. That's just something fighters don't talk about. But
okay. As
a whole, yeah, of course I've been rocked before. It's just, it's the nature of the sport. You get rocked and sparring from time to time. And, you just learn to shake it off. You learn to poker face it, and you learn to keep moving if you can.
Okay. Now, your wife and kids, when are they coming down to L.A.?
My family will be here tomorrow, and, my kids will be here, and everybody will be here Friday night and getting ready for the big night Saturday.
Is that the toughest part of this whole thing, being away from them?
That's absolutely the toughest part. I mean, the physical part, it's very physical. It's grueling. It's tough, but it's a different kind of pain that you feel being away from your kids, especially my youngest child, my daughter, Amira, who, literally is, trying to figure this thing out and really doesn't like boxing right now because she knows boxing is keeping, her daddy away for an extended period of time. So, man, that is the worst part, man. It's just a slow pain that you feel all the way through. But I try to use it, Pedro, as motivation and fuel, man. I try to make sure that every run, every rep, every round counts, because if I'm going to be away from my family, it's going to be for a reason, and I want them to know that I'm working hard.
Okay. What is weight like right now for you? Do you have any problems with the 168-pound weight division at all, making it? Is there a problem?
Making weight is never fun, but we don't, we don't do anything drastic. I've eaten today. Mm-hmm. And, I've drinking fluids and, obviously not as much as you want, but, I've stayed steady, haven't cut my body off completely. And I should be able to eat a meal tomorrow morning before the weigh-in. So I'm looking forward to weighing in. But at the same time, we haven't killed myself to make weight. And right now, it's fine. The weight is fine.
Okay. You went through the Olympic testing. I mean, you told me one time that they waited all day for you to come home one day. You weren't home. They waited all day for you to come home one day to test you. Is that true?
Well, that's how it works. I think you only get two, maybe three missed tests or no shows or whatever, and then it turns into a dirty test on paper. So, there's been times where I was, shopping or whatever, and, nine times out of ten, it's, a female and a male, and they'll wait. They'll patiently wait. They're very diligent, and they'll wait till you get home. And if, if you're able to give them a urine sample in 30 minutes or if it takes, 8 hours, they're going to wait. And that's just the nature of that Olympic-style testing.
Okay, we're talking with Andre Ward, folks. Of course, he is the undefeated world super middleweight champion, 23-0, now 13 KOs out of Oakland, California. Originally born right here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I've got to ask you about this Olympic testing because we went back and forth over this a few times now. Manny Pacquiao doesn't want to take any tests. He wants a 14-day window as far as his testing is concerned. Now, between you and I, Andre, and I've talked to Robert Guerrero about this, and he says that he wouldn't fight, if he was at Manny's weight, he wouldn't fight Manny without random drug testing as well. Do you feel the same way?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is the deal. People think that fighters are just these brute guys who just, don't care, and we're just, made and built to fight. And to a degree, yeah, we've gotten to that point to a degree. But we have families, man, and we have wives, we have people that we want to go home to, and not only just that, but a loss at a top level, man, it's a lot of repercussions from that. So if somebody's not playing on an even playing field or there's some speculation, absolutely, take the test. I don't care who you are. Take the test. Let it be random. And as long as the other side, the opponent, the other camp is doing the exact same thing for the greater good of the sport and to make sure that everybody's clean, take the test.
So if you're the ambassador of goodwill that Manny Pacquiao says he is, the king of boxing, the congressman from the Philippines, the guy that's supposed to make between 35 and 40 million bucks to fight Floyd Mayweather, why won't he take the test?
Man, I don't know. You know, it's tough to say. And, I like Manny Pacquiao. I like what he's doing with the sport, but... You know, at the same time, man, you know, just for the greater good of the sport and just looking at our sport as a whole, man, this is serious business. It's serious business when everybody is on an even playing field. But when you look at a situation like, you know, Cotto and Margarito the first time, and this is a situation, you know, I'm a Cotto fan, and I thought he boxed a beautiful fight, but you wonder. You know, the way he busted up at the end of that fight, and there, he could have killed Miguel Cotto. And I wasn't even... you know, obviously I wasn't, you know, either fighter in that fight, but that fight bothers me to this day because you wonder, number one, and number two, if he was dirty, it's not right, man, and it's simply unfair. So whether it's something like that or whether it's, you know, somebody being dirty, man, it needs to be addressed and it needs to be taken care of.
What Andre Ward was referring to, folks, was the fact that Antonio Margarito was caught with plaster of Paris inside one of his hand wraps and about to insert another piece of plaster of Paris inside his other hand wraps for a January 2009 fight against Sugar Shane Mosley, which he was caught. And, of course, before that, he had busted up Miguel Cotto to no end. And speaking of Miguel Cotto, I was with him in November at the WBO convention down in Cartagena, Colombia. And while he can't prove it, he says that he can't believe how strong Manny Pacquiao got in the eighth and the ninth round. And he said that he thought it was physically and humanly impossible for a man to do that at his size and to do that late in the fight against that big of a man. Is there such a thing as Superman, or is Superman just in a comic book?
Man, Pedro, it's a tough call, man, because I never want to be a person who's, you know, pointing fingers and you don't have any proof. And I wouldn't do that to Manny or anybody else because I wouldn't want it done to me. But, you know, if Manny's just a freak of nature, man, I take my hat off to him and he deserves to be applauded for that. But I think it would clear up a lot of issues if everyone, including Manny Pacquiao, would just take the necessary test that we need to take, so there is no questions.
Well, you know what's funny is that the Filipino fight fans, and they are fanatics. I mean, Pac fanatics, no question about that. They've called you out time and time and time again for using drugs. I mean, they've called you out on my website. They've called you out on my radio show. They've called you out on Justin.TV. Your boy Andre Ward, he's using drugs. He's doing this. He's doing steroids. I mean, Andre, why are they diverting the attention away from Manny? The question here is Manny Pacquiao. The question is not Andre Ward. The question is not Robert Guerrero. The question is not Nonito Donaire. The people that have the questions about Manny Pacquiao, but yet these people seem to be the slickest spin artists in the history of the boxing.
I've heard some crazy things, you know, since I've been a professional, and I've learned, man, that in this sport you got to have thick skin. But, you know, people can say what they want to say. You know, they can do their homework on Andre Ward, and Andre Ward has literally been the same weight since he's been 16 years old, 165 pounds to 168 pounds, period.
I remember when you were a lot skinnier than that.
yeah. Even when I fought in the Olympics at 178, I was still tops 170, and I'm still fighting at 68. So the proof is in the pudding. And the thing about me is, you know, I have no problem, absolutely no problem taking any test whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, from what I've heard, I think there is a we're going to have to take a USADA test tomorrow.
Okay, now that's interesting. Let's go away from the testing just for a minute now. You've been a professional fighter now since the winning the Olympic gold medal in 2004. It's been almost seven years now. What have you learned? What has been the big learning process? What's been your big learning curve? What has made the most impression on Andre Ward as a professional fighter from an amateur fighter?
Well, I just think, Pedro, you know, I don't think it's one big thing. I think it's a lot of little things. You know, just you know, we've always worked hard and had strong camps, but you learn more about each other. You learn, you know, different things from rest, when to take rest days to when to push, when to back off. You learn how to make the weight easier. In the ring, man, you just learn how to deal with the atmosphere, the media, the, you know, just the big fight setting.
Okay.
And you learn how to be able to perform. You learn how to be comfortable while being uncomfortable. And that's one of the biggest things that I've learned at this level.
Last question. How did you hit the lottery and find that lovely wife of yours?
I have no idea, man. I don't deserve her. And no, I'm serious, man. We just hit 8 years, April 8th. And I'm thankful, Pedro. I'm truly thankful, man, especially, you know, having a wife who has to be away from her husband and take care of three kids and the way she holds our house down and different things with grace. I'm just thankful, man. I really am.
All right, last question for Andre Ward. This will be it. Arthur Abraham, what's going to happen here Saturday night? Are you going to be looking to finish him now? Because that's been sort of the knock on you, my brother, is that you get guys hurt and you get guys ready to go and then you back off on them. And, I mean, if you get Abraham in a situation where he's ready to reeling and ready to go, are you going to be going for it?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I don't think it's been a situation where I've had somebody visibly hurt and I just backed off for the sake of. I mean, it's a lot of things that go into, you know, fighting at a high level. But finishing is always something that, you know, we're working on and knowing when to go in for the finish. Stopping Abraham was not out of the question. And, you know, I believe my conditioning is going to play a big part of this. And I believe people are going to see that, you know, I'm a lot stronger than they give me credit for. Abraham's going to bring it. He's going to fight. But, you know, my goal is to stop whatever he's trying to do, discourage him, and then continue to stay steady on him and then see what happens.
Okay, one more thing. I bet $1,000 on you to win the Super 6 tournament through this offshore booking, this offshore betting thing in the Bahamas, right? And the government just shut it down and took away my $1,000. So I ain't a happy camper at all, Andre, because that I was going to get 4.5 to 1 on that $1,000, which meant I would have got $5,500 back. But the government has shut all these things down, and I'm a little bit upset about that. Other than that, though, I wish you the very best of luck on Saturday night, and I wish you and your family the best. And say hello to Virgil Hunter for me, man. And like I say, when you met her, you definitely hit the lottery.
That's right, man. I appreciate it, Pedro. Thank you, buddy.
Peace and respect, folks. Andre Ward, the super middleweight champion of the world.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronics Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Aha, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power, folks. Speaking of Tower of Power, you guys know I write for them. Check them out, towerofpower.com. I do the Pedro Song of the Month. And they will be in, where is that note? Damn it. They will be at the Santa Cruz Jazz Festival, and I think it is the May 28th. I will get that date to you. Let me hear it. May 29th. Get that right. T.O.P. at the Santa Cruz Jazz Festival, May 29th. Of course, Tower Power, Song of the Month this month, By Your Side. I was off the Ain't Nothing Stopping Us Now album back from circa 1977. It was on CBS Records. Tower of Power, of course, going to hit the Bay Area June 15th at the San Mateo County Fair. 42 years strong and going. Emilio Castillo will be on the show in the next couple of weeks to talk about boxing and, of course, the tower themselves. The middle and upper class blacks that I interviewed in Oakland, California, went up to the Montclair area of Oakland, California, and I went into some of the Java joints up there, and I was asking people what they thought about Floyd Mayweather Jr. And, well, a couple of people didn't want to talk to me. They didn't know who I was, this and that. And then one guy, he heard me talking to somebody else, and he recognized my voice. He says, "I know who you are." I said, "Yeah, you do?" He goes, "Yeah, you're the guy on the radio." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I'll talk to you." I said, "What do you think about Floyd?" He goes, "I think Floyd's the worst example for African-American youth in the entire country." I said, this filthy, rich logo that he has about him, his arrogance, the fact that he's been involved in, kicking people in the head in billiard halls in Grand Rapids, Michigan, hit a man over the head in a bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a champagne bottle, not a beer bottle, because I've been hit over there with a beer bottle. Beer bottles usually don't kill you, but a champagne bottle can kill you. He's assaulted his girlfriends or his mommy, his baby's mama, whatever he wants to call it, and he's got trial coming up on that. So Floyd has got his share of negatives about him, okay? And I sort of use an old Chris Rock quote from a concert about 10 years ago, and it seems to have upset a few black folks. You can check the actual article out at ringtalk.com. And Socrates Palmer, who was African-American, the writer that was my first guest on today's show, he talked about that article and he thought it was on point, on money. Check it out, ringtalk.com. Well, I hear the Tower of Power telling me it is so very hard to go. I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy. He is the greatest in the world. And I want to wish happy birthday to all my friends. A lot of them coming up here in the next week. Can't get to them all, but happy birthday to you all. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. And the fact that Ring Talk airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, as well as Saturday at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, and most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.